What do you think? Is how you deliver the sermon all that important?
Oh, yeah. Now, you're right, of course. The Word of God is the means of grace. It is always efficacious. And no question, the Holy Spirit can work through the Word when it is presented in the most fumbling, inarticulate way we could possibly make up. But let me suggest several reasons why it really is important to give sermon delivery our very, very best. Above all, of course, it's necessary that we do the best we can to deliver the law in its full sternness and the gospel in its full sweetness. For example, if we mumble through the words of the law, reading off a manuscript, head down, unemotionally, it really fails to convey the seriousness that God places on His demands. If we act as if the law is no big deal to us, as if we ourselves have not been stricken down by the law, then it certainly comes across to the hearer as if the law is something that one can sleepwalk through. Whether the obedience is meticulous and careful or not, well, doesn't really matter. It would seem as if there is no reality to eternal suffering. It would seem, for example, as if nothing we do really matters in obedience or disobedience to God's law. Or, imagine that the gospel is delivered in a monotonic voice, without any excitement, without any sense of conviction, without any real sense that something magnificent is happening here. Now, isn't that missing for our hearers an opportunity to convey how magnificent really is the assurance of forgiveness and eternal life that we have in Christ Jesus? I would suggest instead that while we can never do anything to enhance the power of the Word of God, for yes, the Word of God is the means of grace in itself, we can, by such ineffective delivery, become a stumbling block to the Holy Spirit. You mentioned yourself, for example, that a person has to be heard in order for the Word to have its effect. And of course, that's true. Faith comes by hearing, and if they can't hear what you're saying, it's not going to give the power that the Holy Spirit intended. What's more, I don't think it's an accident by any means that the Holy Spirit called men to be preachers. The Holy Spirit inspired the Scriptures, which are of course the means of grace, which in themselves, like a Gideon Bible in the hotel, can convert a person to faith in Christ Jesus, and our reading of the Word certainly can strengthen us in faith. But God didn't stop there. He also, in His divine wisdom, called men to be proclaimers. And it is clearly then God's intention that the Word be proclaimed incarnationally, that is, from person to people. If God called people to be proclaimers, rather than just a written word to be read, or angels to be proclaimers, then it seems very clear that God intended for the proclaimers to be the people God made them. As you said, I think it is powerful when a preacher in the pulpit is very much himself, so that the things he does clearly convey the power that the Holy Spirit has worked in him, the miracle of conversion to faith in Christ Jesus that the Holy Spirit has worked in him, the conviction that the gospel has given to him. Luther, as he discussed this whole issue of preaching versus the written word, said that the church is always to be a mouth house, not a pen house. And he even observed that Jesus, so far as we know, wrote nothing, at least none of our scriptures. Whereas Jesus, day after day after day, was a speaker, a proclaimer, a preacher of the Word. Honestly, in my observation, it seems that very few experienced preachers ever say that sermon delivery doesn't matter. Those who maintain that sermon delivery doesn't matter usually are men who are just learning this task and perhaps aren't as confident yet as they can be. But let's talk a little bit more in a bit about how that kind of wonderful confidence can develop so that each one of us can find joy in the preaching moment and real excitement in delivering the Word of God with all the power that God gives us in our talents.